The St. Louis Country's 95.3 The Bull. Cassie, I gotta admit, you might hear my stomach growl. It's lunchtime.
Oh, I get it. You can eat during this. I don't care.
What are you doing for lunch today?
I don't know. I'll probably have leftover fried deer steak.
Fried? Oh, dang. Okay.
That's what I had for dinner last night.
Yeah, I don't think you get to have a rifle tattoo on your arm without also having deer steaks just at the ready.
I agree.
It's 95.3 The Bull. Cassie Ashton's on the phone. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, good. We're doing awesome over here. It's still cold where we are, but it was 90 like a week ago, and now we're back, you know, below temperatures. We just can't figure out what we're doing up here.
I have my back door open right now. It's like 75 in Nashville.
You don't have to brag about it.
I'm sorry. You can come hang. It'll be fine. Leave the cold.
Hey, well, speaking of Nashville, a couple months ago, I saw you at the Ryman, that really cool Universal show, where two things were mentioned that I want to talk to you about. One, dates and pickup trucks. We love it. You said it's about your grandparents are inspired by your grandma. Tell us about your grandma.
Yeah, so my grandma is one of the oldest of nine children. She's old school, like raised in the house with an outhouse. So she doesn't giggle. So when she calls me on her cell phone, which is already a red flag because her cell phone has an antenna, and she calls me and she's giggling. I'm like, Grandma, what's wrong? And she's like, me and your grandpa went on a date last night.
Oh, boy.
Since they were like 14. I'm like, do I want to hear this?
Are you bracing for impact or what?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, you did. Like, you know, what did you do? And she said, I made dinner, and we packed it up in the pickup truck, and we rode around on old roads we haven't seen in a long time.
Oh,
like,
man.
Oh, that is adorable. Don't tell me anymore.
Yeah, go ahead and stop. Stop the story right there, please.
But I'm laughing. She's laughing, and I get off the phone, and I think, yeah, Grandma, all my best dates were in pickup trucks, too.
That's crazy, right? Like, we can relate to that up here, too, because it's like you get in a small town, and when you're young, and you're just looking to kind of escape and find yourself or find a new relationship or whatever it is, it's hard to, you know, there's only a limited amount of things to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, in my hometown, unless you're going to Pizza Hut, that's like about all. Yeah. That's the only option.
Right.
And I found it so intriguing that my grandma in her 80s is still doing that.
Oh, I love that. That's great. And now forever immortalized in your song, which you got to be really proud of.
Yeah, I don't know that she knows that I'm talking about her this much because she doesn't use the internet. So I think she one day is just going to be surprised.
Yeah, well, that's good. I think she'll be flattered with it. Well, great. You know, we love the song, and the video just came out, and, you know, it ain't a pickup truck that you're necessarily rocking around in this video.
No, I couldn't do the, like, expected. That would be so boring.
Yeah.
It's a semi. It is a chromed out, black, tricked out 18-wheeler.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You can see the video right now at thebullrockford.com. At this point, here we are in 2022, a few years after. I mean, I've been seeing your name everywhere, you know, ones to watch, and, you know, you've made all the lists, which was really exciting. And then, of course, COVID happens and things cool off. Like, you know, what were the last few years like for you when it felt like, you know, on the rise, on the ramp, and then here we are for everybody, the great leveler.
And then, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to remind myself, I think we all did, that it was happening to everyone.
Right.
It wasn't just me. And thank God I have a lot of hobbies. Yeah. I can do at my house. I can concentrate all of that negative, you know, nervous energy into writing more songs or making more clothes or riding my motorcycle or just doing something.
I like that you also just inserted ride my motorcycle and make more clothes in there. Just kind of breeze past that. So first, okay, fine. You got a rifle tattoo. You ride a motorcycle and you make your clothes, which was the other thing I wanted to ask you about, because I think Royce or somebody mentioned it when I saw you, that, you know, you make your own clothes. Now, exclusively making your own clothes or just, you know, the fancy stuff?
Anything I wear on stage for a large performance like that Ryman performance that you saw, or a music video or a red carpet or a tour, I make all of that.
Wow.
So not what I'm going to the grocery store in.
Yeah.
But everything else, yes.
I was going to ask, like, do you also make your own sweatpants and stuff like that?
No, that would be weird.
Yeah.
Sweatpants are way too accessible.
Yeah, right.
I'll pick those up at the store.
Yeah, right. I found a way to make $80 sweatpants when they're normally $6.99.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Cassie, hey, thank you so much for the time. Good luck with everything. We love the song. We're going to play it now. This is Dates and Pickup Trucks on 95.3 The Bull. You're awesome.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm not going to lie. It's boring as hell here. It's Friday night and